Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. Here we do it bigger, we do it better, we do it longer, and out of necessity, we'll do it louder than anyone out here. So relax. Here's your host, Hushmo Black.
Good evening, y'all. Out in cyberspace, cyberland, you folks out there on the Facebook, who I'm talking about. Good evening. Welcome to the Hushmo Black Forum. This is our last show for 2011. It's just been my pleasure to have been out here with you all for this past year. This is a milestone for us. It's our first full year on Blog Talk. We out here on Blog Talk, by the way, if you don't know. We come to you over Blog Talk Radio. Great, great media. And we've been out here since just the entire year, since February. We've done some 40 shows up to this point. And we just kind of, tonight we're just kicking back and kind of recapping our first year out on Blog Talk. And kind of share some of our highlights with you over this past year, and hopefully you'll enjoy the look back with us. Along with we're also celebrating our ancestors, my ancestors' first Christmas, first New Year's Eve, first holiday season here in this country. As free citizen, the Christmas of 1865, y'all. We started celebrating last week. We started to figure out how long we could run this thing. But we're honoring them tonight, and just want to pay our homage to my great-great grandfathers, Dan Cameron and Robert Delaney. So in their honor tonight, we're going to dedicate this show to them for their sacrifices that they had to endure or that they made on our behalf some 146 years ago, y'all. That first Christmas, that first New Year's Eve, and it is New Year's Eve. Happy New Year there in cyberspace, by the way, from the Hushmo Black Forum, and a prosperous New Year. Just thinking back, what a joy it must have been for my great great grandparents back in 1865, on the verge of a brand new year, a year without without being in bondage. Looking forward so much to 1866, they were. I like to say that they, you're talking about somebody partying now. You're talking about '65, looking forward to the new year, and in a strange way. And in a strange way, we can fast forward to 2011. Hey, and just me looking at my ancestors in a vicarious way, I sense that this new year coming up, 2012, is much like the unknown that my great-great grandparents experienced there going into 1866. They were full of hope that Christmas, the New Year, for a better life, a better existence here in the country, going forward, and no doubt, looking back in retrospect here in 2011, looking back, they experienced a greater being. Here in the country after 1865, no doubt, after being emancipated, after being freed of the chains that banded them for so long. They were in a much better peace. So they had every reason to be ecstatic that New Year's Eve, y'all. And I can imagine somebody drinking corn liquor until all the corn was gone, y'all. And I don't know what else they started on after that. Hey. But yeah, they corned the first party weekend in the Christmas spirit. They packaged that Christmas spirit thing, yeah, and passed it on down. And for the first time I remember. This year, I've not gotten that Christmas spirit that I normally get automatically this time of year. For some reason, this Christmas has been a void of that Christmas spirit. And so that kind of tell me that 2012 is going to be crazy, y'all. I can kind of sense it in my being that 2012 is going to be a crazy year. Because you know, normally, but we're not gonna dwell on the negative tonight, y'all. Because we're gonna party in remembrance of my grandparents, the original party folks, y'all, of this time of year. Hey, no doubt, 1865. That Christmas and New Year's weekend set the standard. And us folks here in the hood, in the neighborhood, not the hood. Come on, Hushmo. Hey, y'all got the Hushmo here driving the train, y'all. It's about 7 minutes after 7 in the ATL. Beautiful day in the ATL. Just a beautiful, beautiful day here. I don't know. We probably should have got down the golf course today, y'all. Don't tell nobody. We didn't, but boy, it was tempting. But we've been busy trying to get ready for our last show. We want to make this our best production yet. We had in mind getting better as the year progressed. We were new at broadcasting, didn't know anything about hosting a radio show or anything else, although we've been playing around with Blog Talk since 2008, so we did have some experience about navigating our way around Blog Talk Radio, but never in a format like this, a serious format. we think we're serious, y'all. Hey, we got a peanut gallery back there, y'all. Hey, we think we're serious anyway. We claim to be. Out here on the Hushmo Black Forum, y'all, where our motto is to do it bigger, to do it better, to do it longer, and if necessary, we'll, as the time demands, we'll do it louder. Normally, we want to keep everything on even keel, but I don't know, these times, these are trying times, y'all. But we're going to leave politics alone, y'all. We advocate, by the way. We'll tell you what we're about, though. We got to do that. We advocate on behalf of social justice. Well, we advocate for social justice on behalf of Americans of African descent, that community. Not because we hate anyone. We love everybody. We don't hate anyone. We've got a no hate sign hanging on our door when you come up in here. So we love everybody. We advocate on behalf of our community, because we are a part of that community, and by extension, we find ourselves on the same side of the street, more or less, as them. So, see, we're out here advocating on their behalf. No doubt about it. That's what we do. We've been following the politics of the 2012 presidential race for about the last 4 or 5 months, y'all. And we're going to continue to do that up until November 2nd of next year. I believe that's the voting date. The first Tuesday in November of 2012, y'all, we'll be on the case on that thing. We're going to kind of let it go tonight just to keep up with the spirit of the season, y'all. We're going to be politics behind. We ain't going to talk about it. We did want to mention one, but we're not even going to do that. We'll briefly, we'll leave it till next week because we want to leave politics all out of it. This is New Year's Eve, y'all. Y'all have a happy New Year, New Year's Eve, too, and be safe out there. Be careful because it's such a crazy, crazy a time of year. And I know you can keep me at home on New Year's Eve, but I better spend 4 or 5 years since we've been at the house on New Year's Eve. It's so crazy. So much be going on that night. We just try to stay close to home. But we don't know. So we just urge y'all to be careful. If y'all are getting out there, I'm trying to wash down down my blood pressure medicine, y'all. The conditions of that that time in 1865, because remember now, my ancestors down in Troup County, Georgia, and I tell about this in my book, by the way. I am an author. I got myself a book coming out, The Fulcrum, a story of religion, racism, hate, and God's charity is the title of it. But doing the research on it, we've been looking at the times that the events surrounding that first Christmas, it was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy, unimaginable time in the country. You had the exuberation of the 5 million slaves who was just overjoyed with their freedom. Like I said, that was woven into their psyche to the extent that they passed that spirit, that Christmas spirit, if you will, on down to the generation of today. I mean, that's where I get the Christmas spirit from, I believe. Like I said, this year the thing's been different. For the first time, and I've got to really take a look at that and to explore a little bit more about why that is. But I think 2012 is going to be a crazy year, much like 1866 was a crazy year for my ancestors here in Georgia. Started out so good. I mean, started out with so much promise that year of 1866 did, but it came into perspective, into their proper perspective for them in a short period of time, though, no doubt. But that weekend, we're gonna share some festivities with you all from that weekend, because we contend that that was the standard. They set the standard up, y'all. No doubt they did, and we've been following it. Hey, now we've been trying to follow that thing the party aspect of it. Us here in the community, they say us folks like the party, and no doubt that it came from that first weekend, I believe. I try to make that point. So we're going to be taking you along from 1865 and playing a couple of cuts that along the way to tell this story. We're going to try to set you up and get you in the mood for their journey there after 1865, or start with 1865. So we're going to drop this on you just to set the mood here. Thank you. Yeah, just to get that thing started to set up some mood here, they had to clear their mind. Had to clear their mind, but it didn't take long, y'all. A little take of freedom, it didn't take long at all, boy. Starting there, they went on and did their thing here, no doubt. That day forward, they were going to have to be dealt with. We don't know. We're trying to get it right here, but after that first taste of freedom, Well, we always was a live show, but yeah, after that slow beginning, that a slow start to that New Year's Eve of 1865, y'all, they did get around to cranking that thing up, no doubt, because it didn't take us long to get a touch for what was going on. Down, baby. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah.
we can celebrate.
First Christmas here in Georgia, and we're paying homage to them tonight. That's if you hear some music out here that you're not accustomed to hearing, that is the reason why. There's a reason for the season. Ain't no doubt. There's a reason for the season, yeah. My ancestors here in the state, by 1865, they 95% of them was Christians. They've been praying all their life about this day, about this time, this year, 1865, their emancipation, their day of reckoning, if you will. And sure enough, it had been delivered. They pray into God Almighty. Not just my family, not just my family. Some 5 million Americans of African descent joined in on those prayers. And sure enough, God heard their prayer and gave them some relief from where they were, no doubt. And that first holiday season, y'all, of 1865, we paying homage to my ancestors for their celebrating with them vicariously, no doubt. But we feel as though we're there. And we understand how emotionally charged they must have been. The whole remember 1865, y'all? Civil War just over. 500,000 folks ain't got killed. People are mad. White people are mad. It was just a crazy time, if you can imagine. And but for that week, all is right in the world, as far as my family was concerned at that time. All was right in the world. They had finally not reached that promised land, but for sure they had gotten on the outskirts of Egypt, if you will. They had made it out of Egypt, no doubt. History records that story. I tell about it in my book, The Fulcrum, a story of religion, racism, hate, and God's charity is the title of it. And no doubt, after 1865, they were in a better place than when will forever be in a better place. Things didn't go according to Hall. Oh no! After 1865, things didn't just go according to Hall. Now there was trials and tribulations and all kinds of obstacles in their journey. Even after emancipation, there was a lot in store for them to deal with here. We just celebrating tonight, though. We just celebrating that New Year's Eve, because that was the day that started it all for us as party people. Hey, in our community here in this country, that was the weekend that started it all, y'all. That Christmas week that Christmas week of 1865, y'all. My people was overcome with the joy of the occasion, and we've been reenacting that joy this time of year, ever since, subconsciously maybe, but yeah, that's where it came from, the Christmas spirit that you have, that you get this time of year. No doubt was passed on down from that generation. Yeah. So we got the Hushmo Black Forum here coming to you live and in living color from the ATL, y'all. We broke. We just been rambling on here. It's about, it's about 37 past the hour of 7, y'all. We done ran through two breaks. We got to take a quick pause for the calls here. We had a couple of drops, but I think we'll be able to, since how we got a backup, do this thing here. But we're gonna take a quick pause for the calls, and we'll be right back, y'all. Y'all hang in there.
Advocating on your behalf, you're listening to the Hushmo Black Forum. Tell your friends about us. Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here in cyberspace. Thank you.
from y'all. We, I don't know. I suppose my ancestors had to be into the blues before they got into anything, just looking at the history of the country. So we're gonna share some of these blues.
Blues is back, and it's here to stay. I'll tell you why. I used to have someone that meant the world to me. She left me for someone else, left my heart in misery. But then the blues came along, you know, it set my poor heart free. Let me explain it to you. You see, if she had never left me, I never would have had the blues. She never would have found me someone sweet like you. But I'm glad I did. You see, she'd never given me the blues, I never would have found a sweet thing like you. That's why I said it.
They got into the blues early, y'all. Hey, they got into the blues early. Hey, they did it. They got into the blues early, though, y'all.
Want to make love to you. Back door. trying to sleep. I'm somewhere, I'm making my midnight creep. And every morning when the rooster crows, he's telling me that is the time to go. I am the backdoor man.
We're gonna leave the blues alone. we're gonna leave the blues alone for a while. And time passed on. Hey, now they kept the blues. the blues. We kept the blues now. Hey. We didn't get rid of the blues, y'all. Our environment wouldn't allow it. Our environment would not allow us to get rid of those blues, y'all. So
we kept those things going even today. I like the blues today, but we moved on. We moved on a little bit, though. We crank it up. And this guy has a lot to do with crank it up, tempo. Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
Blog Talk. We're gonna keep celebrating our holiday season. That's what the music is about.
Let me hit him! Hit him, Fred! Hit him! Hey, hey! Woo! Long! Bow! He took my money. He got my honey. Don't want me. What you doing to me?
Yeah, y'all. We're gonna leave James alone. We're gonna leave y'all alone with James right there, and I kind of get back. We'll be back to that in a short. We want to look back on our first year. We started out here in February. February 13th was our first show out here on Blog Talk, and we started out our goal out here is to provide a platform, if you will, a mechanism for the grassroots of our community to have a voice, to share in the conversation, political conversation of today, to advocate on behalf of their concerns. To advocate on behalf of for their concerns, no doubt for the, this community, the African American community, is what we do. Much like any other advocacy group. I mean, we're no different than the Tea Party, whoever else that is out there advocating for their community. I mean, it's, we by extension, we naturally are advocating for Americans of African descent, but we advocate for justice. There's no particular race associated with a justice. You hear the politician the other day harping on, especially just listening to. We said we weren't going to get off on no political tangent tonight, but some of the things that. That's coming out of the candidate's mouth is make it hard for me to just keep quiet. So we're not going to get into that trap tonight. But we celebrate y'all. We started out looking at current events that affect our community back then, and back in February of 2011, we were celebrating Black History Month. We started out doing, and what we are going to get back into this year more and more is looking at some of our great leaders, some of their history, some of their writings, some of their teachings, and kind of breaking it down. We started out back in February taking a look at W.E.B. Du Bois. Dr. Du Bois, one of our greatest, perhaps our greatest social scientist here in the country, certainly the greatest one that has ever dedicated solely his life to the study of Americans of African descent. And we did a show just touching on briefly his history. Here in the country, and it was just a fascinating research. Just looking at the man, looking at his story, going back. Here's a guy that was born in 1868. He missed the slavery and all that stuff. He was born free. His mother was free. Now history don't really points out whether his mother got to be free, but his mother, father, I believe, fought in the Revolutionary War and was awarded land up in Massachusetts, where he was from. New Barrington is where W.E.B. Du Bois, a little small town outside of Boston somewhere. But just a gifted person from his youth. He was tops academically in his all of his endeavors. High school, he was valedictorian. Just an exceptional a mind that W.E.B. Du Bois had. And we looked at his history, boy, and we did parts of two shows on just him. And sure enough, when I started writing my book, my second book, The Fulcrum, dealing with racism and hate and religion and the likes, I pointed it out, I believe, in that earlier show that you can't write about racism and hate and all that stuff as it pertains to Americans of African descent here in the country, in this country, without running into W.E.B. Du Bois. I mean, this guy set the standard on it. Yeah, he was he set the standard on it. And I doubt if anybody ever surpassed it. I doubt if anybody ever be more thorough or forceful with their advocacy than W.E.B. Du Bois. I don't know if there's anybody even close. Of all our great leaders, I don't know if anybody even close to W.E.B. Du Bois. In my mind, I looked at quite a few of them. The guy is just a fascinating individual, y'all. Country would be much better off had they heeded some of his warnings and ideas and his. Check him out though. Check W.E. Du Bois out, and for your own edification, go out and Google him, and become familiar with his work. The guy was way ahead of his time. He did most of his PhD work at the University of Berlin. If you can imagine this, here's a black guy going to the University of Berlin. In 1894. Can you imagine that? After coming out of Fisk and Harvard with high accolades, he went on to the University of Berlin, which was unheard of at that time for Americans of African descent. Somehow President Hayes made some wise comment about not being able to find Americans of African descent intelligent enough to take advantage of some program that the government had set up to send kids to Europe for higher advanced studies, higher degrees, and stuff like that. University of Berlin at the time was the standard, just about one of the, well, in fact, it was probably the top university in the country, in the world at that time. 1894, when he went there, and sure enough, he went on to be a top student there. Well, they top student, they still talking about that guy. He went on to write his thesis on suppression of the African slave trade. Somehow, about 2 years into the thing, they got wind of the people back here who was sponsoring the scholarship, got wind of it. I don't know if they got pissed off or teed off about it. Anyway, they cut his funding off, and he had to come back here to Harvard, actually, to finish his work. In fact, I think he had finished his work at the University of Berlin, but they still made him come back here to attend Harvard to get his doctorate. He's the first African-American to receive a doctorate degree from Harvard University. His thesis, Suppression of the Slave Trade, he released that thing in 1896, y'all. Suppression of the Slave Trade. To this day, still the number one authority on that subject matter at Harvard University. To this day, it is still the number one authority on that subject, suppression of that slave trade, y'all. Oh, yeah. Hey, pull it down, y'all. I pulled it down and checked it out. Heavy stuff, y'all. It's heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And he did most of the research on this thing while he was at the University of Berlin. And he got history suggests he became of age politically while at the University of Berlin. This guy is nothing short of a genius, y'all, speaking three languages, English, French, and German, fluently. He's nothing short of a genius, no doubt. But when he came back here, he taught at Atlanta University some 20 years here in Atlanta. Set up a sociology department yeoman's work. Studying our conditions and advocating on our behalf way ahead of his time, scared the white folks to death, yeah. He scared those white folks to death. Now, I don't mean just like that. He just they didn't know what to do with it. He broke down. He trashed all the assumptions about an inferiority of a race of people. He threw that all out the door, y'all. This guy was so unbelievably gifted he should have. Now, a lot of folks don't care how you can walk on water. And a lot of folks just say, part of the president's problem today, y'all. They don't care what he does. As long as, but when you get to politics, we'll leave it alone. Hirschfeld, keep going. I told y'all to pull that train. We'll see you here to get off on a tangent here, because I'm raring to get started in 2012, y'all. The politics of 2012 is going to be crazy, and we're going to be out there with them every step of the way. We're going to be right there with them so that the grassroots has got a place at the table, y'all, when it comes to conversation. Just when it comes to conversation, we're going to be out there conversating. In 2012 to this next presidential election, it's critical, y'all. Much like that year of 1866 coming up after the New Year's that we're celebrating of 1865, my folks, was euphoric that night. This night, 146 years ago, they were ecstatic, throwing down, drinking good corn, beating the drums, singing and dancing in the backyard. I guess they shot some guns at New Year's. Did they still have guns, or have they tucked them away yet? But they down, no doubt. Y'all out there in cyber land, Happy New Year's, and a prosperous one to you all. I got a call in number 310-742-1899. If anybody want to call in and wish us a Happy New Year, you can. 310-742-1899. We're just out here. We don't normally play music. We're dropping a few tunes tonight in honor of and celebrating the first Christmas of my ancestors here in Georgia, or here in the United States, really. The first Christmas of freedom for some 5 million Americans of African descent celebrating that time, because the times are eerily similar in to what's going on today and what the new year is going to hold for us. Today, like then, these times are trying. These are trying times. We don't know what 2012 is going to be like or what's in store. Already, it's crazy. We've got a segment of the society is dead set against working with the president, and a lot of it's due to racism. Yeah, we're going to put that out there. A lot of it's due to racism because of a mindset that. Percentage of Americans possessed that has been passed down. It's been passed down, for generations. Just like the Christmas spirit that my ancestors passed down to me, so has racism. It's been passed down, yeah, from generation to generation to still about 20% of the citizenry that are racist, yeah. That's 40 or 50 million people, y'all. Yeah. That's a big chunk of people. Oh, yeah, that's a big, hey, 80% of folks are good, y'all. Yeah. I love them to death. 80% of folks are good people. But it is what it is. We got 20% of the people, so 40 million people don't like the president because he's black. Now, we can't, unlike any other president, I mean, well, yeah, he's the first American African citizen ever held the office. So it's different. The times are different. That makes it different. And you got racists in powerful places, y'all. Yeah? Hey, they ain't all just rednecks or whatever, poor white folks. They're not all just poor white folks. No, you got racists in high places, high, rich, powerful places, yeah, that is advocating against everything this president does just because of his race, not because of anything else. Not because of anything else, y'all. The guy's doing an unbelievable job under the circumstances, but you can't move the country with a house divided, as they say. It's never going to be the way to move the country forward. And at the same time, we're not going to kick the president out because you got 40 million racists out there that don't like him and don't want to move the country forward. Oh no, we ain't gonna go down that way. These are trying times, scary times, difficult times, especially in our community. And we got some 40-50% unemployment. They running around while violence is up. Come on. But anyway, we celebrating out here tonight, y'all. Are there going to be no politicking tonight? But next week, hey, come back next week. And we're gonna be wide open out here next week, y'all. That's January the 5th or the 6th. What is our next show here, Hurston? You better get this thing together, son. You got to ranting and raving, and I don't know when your next show is. The 7th. 7th of January, y'all. We're going to be wide open out here because, like I said, we're going to hit the street running in the new year. We've got so much going on in the new year that it's going to, first of all, we've got to finish our book. My book is just about ready. We keep adding a few twists and turns to it, but it's just about ready, y'all, to be out shortly. The Fulcrum, A Story of Religion, Racism, Hate, and God's Charity is the title of it. Here in Georgia, which encounters the subject matter that I, the subtitle there, religion, racism, hate, and God's charity. We tell the story in the first person, vicariously reliving of a family's history to the best I can. It's nonfiction. we don't write fiction, yeah. We research the material and as best we can make it as accurate, as truthful as we can possibly get it. Now, if anybody catch any fiction out there in it, let us know. We'll discuss it with you. I mean, we don't write fiction. No, that's not our thing. We mainly just write about my family's history, my history. 8:30 in ATL. Coming up here, y'all. We're about to close this thing down here. Been having so much fun out here celebrating Dan and Robert's first Christmas back there in 1865. And we want to pay homage to them because no doubt they set the standard for our community partying over Christmas and New Year's, and we've been carrying it on now. Oh yeah, we've been carrying it on pretty good. The high standards that they set that first Christmas, and we've been trying to do that. We ought to get back in it, though. We got a few more cuts that we want to lay on you here before we get out of this place and in honor of them. But we just trying to look and see what's apropos here, because we're not We're not even DJs, y'all. We very seldom play any music out here. But just in honor of them, I mean, we got to pay some respect just because of the season. It's that time of the year, and we're gonna make sure that we pay proper homage to them on this important day. It's a tremendous, no doubt, they would have loved this guy right here. They would have loved this guy, but why did all the young seem to die so young?
Come on. Laverne Mo Thugs. United we stand. About to be fall. Sing with me, y'all.
Freak you down, duck style, flipping and turning and getting buck wild, popping that thing. to watch you smile now.
That I would never hurt you. Oh, girl, you know
Hit it.
I believe, hey, Brad Thomas, brother, I'm getting
But anything you ask, anyone in my grasp, sure. No, I don't got that because I'm in rain. Lord knows I will if I make it with this singing thing. Hold on, have faith in me. Cause anything I have is yours.
You can have it.
My pleasure sharing this New Year's Eve with y'all out here on the Hushmo platform. We do appreciate y'all being around here. Appreciate y'all being around here all year with us, following and supporting the Hushmo platform. In 2012, we look to make it bigger and better for you, and all suggestions to improve our product are welcome. Go to my website, hushmoblack.com, and leave us a message. If there's something you think we can improve on, please let us know. If there's subject matter that you are interested in, please let us know as it pertains to our community, Americans of African descent, who we advocate on their behalf. We're celebrating the Christmas of 1865, my ancestors' first Christmas of freedom. Oh, yeah, the New Year's Eve, first New Year's Eve of their freedom here in the country. And they were partying like a big dog, y'all. we just vicariously reliving it with them here today. And we done ran out of time, y'all. We ran up against it, but like I said, that exudes. It was full of unknowns, much like the year coming up here in 2012. That so we're gonna leave it up to the man upstairs. And see if he can see the best.
He saw the best in me.
Go from there.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
when everyone else around me, can
only
see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I am. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Yeah.